Okay, Baruch Shomer, page Kufches. So good to see. Okay, last time we learned the first two paragraphs, which are more of by way of introduction. Kvar Hagdamnu, we continue with the introduction. Rav Schwab has a beautiful Agdama to this, his Pirush on the Siddur. And in the Agdama, he writes that the entire Seder of the Davening is a progression which is similar to the progression of the of someone entering the Beis HaMikdash. And the brachos in the morning, he says, is the preparation to enter. The karbanos themselves are the carbon area, the outdoor area of the Beis HaMikdash. Someone in the Davens is getting closer until he gets to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which is Shmoneh Esrei. So the karbanos are outside, the outside portion of the Beis HaMikdash. After that, there is a building. Now, unlike the Mishkan, which was in the Midbar, which we're familiar with from Sefer Shemais, which was a rectangular building, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Bayis Rishon, in the Bayis Sheni, and God willing, in the Bayis Shlishi, it's a T-shaped building, sort of like an upside-down T, with the entranceway is called the Ulam, or the hall, followed by the Heichal. I'm not sure if they have a diagram there, but if I need better a diagram, this is a model which doesn't quite do it. I don't know if this Mishnayos has it either. But anyway, you have to imagine a T-shaped building. So you have here, if you just imagine for a moment, if this is this room is the Heichal, where you have the Kodesh HaKodeshim on one side, and the menorah, and the shulchan, and the mizbeach. So the hallway is the entranceway, is the area. So if this would be the long foot of the T, the entranceway would be much wider than this building, but be a very wide entranceway now. Actually, what that served is as a storage area or a locker area for the Kayanim. The Kayanim would keep the Big Day Kuna. They would have different lockers along the walls. All the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were also closet areas. They were walls, with double walls with a space in between to store things or to travel for whatever reason. But what we're talking about now is the long entranceway, the hallway. It's very interesting that in English, a hall is a wedding hall. It's called a hall. And an entrance area is also called a hall. A hall is the hallway, right? When you walk the hallway to get to your bedroom, it's also called a hallway. Why are they both called hallways? I don't know. One's a hall and one's a hallway. I don't know. Why are they both called halls?
Hallway.
You get to the hall. Okay. At any rate, in Hebrew it's that way. The word ulam, which we used for a wedding hall as an ulam, is also a hall. The ulam was the largest door in all of Tanakh, was the door to the ulam. And that ulam was a large, magnificent entranceway. And Rav Schwab here will explain that the imagination of one entering, saying Baruch Shomer, now you're entering the building. For Baruch Shomer, Toshman Esra, now there's no hefsik, it goes straight, and you're sort of entering the building. So that's his image of the person who's davening. Now, of course, you have to remember this, to have this image in your mind when you daven. But the Torah says that we start Baruch Shama with joy, Shira V'Zimra. So if you can imagine, your first opportunity to enter the building of the Beis HaMikdash is the outdoor area and the indoor area. If you had the opportunity to step in, it would be a sort of a magnificent moment. And that's what Baruch Shomer is supposed to represent. Okay, let's see how he spells it out. A Kvarig Damnu, we wrote in our introduction to the whole Sefer, Shatfila Niskadak Fiseder Haknisa LeBeis HaMikdash. The order of Tfila is like one who enters the Beis HaMikdash, Me'ezras Nashim, Va'ad Lefnai V'Lefnim, from the first area, which we call the Ezras Nashim, the men and women were there. Ezras Nashim just means a place where all Jews could walk. Ad lifnai v'lifnim, all the way until the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in this progression, Amir's Pesukei Dezimra Mechovit Keneged Ulam HaHeichal. The hallway that leads to the Heichal, to the inner chamber, Shloi Haya b'Mishkan, you don't have it in the Mishkan, HaChumish, Ela b'Beis HaMikdash HaBana Shloimai, b'Beis HaMikdash HaSheini, k'mavur b'Mesechtas Midas, b'Binyan HaShlishi, sh'Yavana b'Meheira, k'mavur b'Yecheskel. V'Nikra Ulam, why is the entranceway called a hall? Hashem Gidulasai, because of its enormity. K'mai Shemachuna Gibar u'bal kayach b'lasha chazak v'ilayim. A strong person in Hebrew is lashon almus, a strength. Lashon kol da'olim gavar. Whoever is stronger wins. My umay hai mahai. Why is one stronger than the other? Sulam is a language of strength. Kolaimishaya praised our gadol. It was a large entranceway. Bein ha'azara, between the outdoor azara, lahechal and the inner chamber. I said they had their locker rooms, they stored whatever it was that a kayan needed to prepare himself to go in. So that's the ulam. So ulam, it's a little confusing, it's a hole, as in an ulam, and it's also the hallway, the entranceway to the Kodesh HaKadosh.
Just out of curiosity, where was the mikvahs that, let's say, the Kohen Gadol used to fill up?
See, it's interesting. The mikvahs were on the perimeter of the entire outer area. The basic image is mostly an outer area. And the mikvahs, or they had a Beis HaMikdash in a place where they had a fire going all the way to kind of walk barefoot on a stone floor. They had a fire going, and then they had the mikvahs there. It was very much to the side of this area. This area was, Chaim, you'll correct me, 110 amis across, I think.
Kufyut. 135 by 187.5.
Okay. 135, 187.5. So it was 135 amis is about 250 feet. And, this is smack in middle, so I guess it was about 100 feet. To the right was the area where the mikvahs were, where the Kohen Gadol would be tayvel, where they would warm themselves, and that was on the perimeter of the area. And this was already inside. When you stand at the kaisel, you're actually behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In other words, when you see a diagram, we're really behind the whole area, or on the Marav side, so that If we were able to imagine on the other side of the Kaisel, we'd imagine where the dome, unfortunately, is the Evin HaShiah, is the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the T would go out that way and be a T that way when you're looking from the Kaisel.
If we're in front of the Kaisel, we should really be looking east, right?
We are standing at the Kaisel, we'll look towards Mizrach. The Beis HaMikdash was the opposite. We used to davening towards Mizrach. The Beis HaMikdash, you entered from Mizrach, and the Kodesh Kashim was Ma'ariv. The fact that we davened towards Mizrach is just the accident of our Golos. If our Golos would be in the other direction, when you're east, so you daven towards Spain. When you're in China, you daven towards west. You're in Tzvas, you daven south. It's not, there's no... Even Bavel would daven to the west, right? So that, anyway, so that's the, I guess, the picture of what it looked like. So the ulam is the big entranceway, and then the heichal, or the chamber, which housed the, menorah, the shulchan, etc. What is the word heichal? So Schwab, who's very much into language, into expressions of language, as is Rav Shamshal Fal Hirsch, heichal meloshin yichailas. Heichal is the loshin of Abel, yachail. Shesham mokei mishkan, Hatakif Bal HaYecheles. It's the place of where it resides Hatakif, the strength, Bal HaYecheles, Bal HaKeches Kulam, which is alludes to the Rabbi Nishalayla. Kamai Kain say the Pesukei Dezimra, who are praised Dar HaGadol. Pesukei Dezimra is the big hallway, is the praised Dar HaGadol, Sheyechil HaMispalas Atzmai Legeshes Panima. So that Pesukei Dezimra is a preparation for going in. Umisaimim bebirchas yishtaba, ashkar chazal, birchas hashir, the song of song. Ubetikras ulam ayakavu in shashalah yisrael. Here's a not well known thing. In the top, in the ceiling of the ulam, or in the attic of the ulam, there were chains, golden chains, shapirche kuhuna haya oilam behem. The young kainim would climb up, lirais haksarim shayu b'chaloinish min ulam lahecha b'mizgan shashayni, to see the decorative kasarim. There were kasarim on top of the pillars outside, v'dugmas and mitzayis p'sukah d'zimra kash nevar, as we'll explain later. So now here, his explanation is important for the following reason. The halachi is that, as you know, that we skip parts of Psukei Dezimra in order to get to Tefillah B'Tzibur, in order to daven with a minyan. So I think one of the well-known halachas is, if you're late, you could say Baruch Shomer, Yishtabach, and Shmones, and I'm sorry, Baruch Shomer, Asher, Yishtabach, and do that. Now, that seems to contradict the rule that generally when you do something, you do it. You do it right. And whatever comes out. I once asked Rav Palm, if I'm davening mincha, and I'm going to miss Kedusha, the Chazan began Chazar Sashatz, if I say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom at mincha, which many people say anyway, so I'll be able to get Kedusha. What's more important, to say Sim Shalom instead of Shalom Rav, or to say Kedusha? Kedusha is of great importance. So Palm told me a lesson. He said, when you're doing something, do it right. Davish Manasseh, right. If the halacha is that you're not supposed to answer Kedusha, you don't answer Kedusha. Whatever you're doing, do the way that you would normally do it. Don't trade mitzvahs. Don't exchange one for another. That was the idea. The question is, well, what about Psukei Dezimra? We don't do that by Psukei Dezimra. We jump. We skip Psukei Dezimra in order to get to Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav addresses this. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, why do we skip parts of Psukei Dezimra to get to Shmoneh Esrei? It's because the entire Psukei Dezimra is only there as a hallway, as a preparation for Shmoneh Esrei anyway. The whole Psukei Dezimra is there, as Rav Schwab is writing, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get yourself in the frame of mind of appreciation of the fact that you're able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your bakashas. So that,
there's a halacha that you're not allowed to talk during Psukei Dezimra. Is that based on this, or doesn't have anything to do with the fact that this is a...
This may be an appropriate reason, but the technical reason is that you make a bracha. Just like when you make a bracha and you eat, you don't speak. The bracha at the beginning of Baruch Shomer, at the end of Yishtabach, is one hemshech. It's a bracha like the beginning of Hallel and the end of Hallel. So you don't speak out during Hallel, you have a bracha at the beginning, a bracha at the end, and everything in between. So Baruch Shomer to Yishtabach is really one one hemshech. It's a bracha on praise, and then the yishtabach.
But this could be connection.
Yeah, this certainly it's true that this is all it's all one hemshech. It's all one continuation. Okay, he explains Pesach ulam hayagadol miyayit. I mentioned to you earlier that the opening to the ulam is the largest opening in all of Tanakh. That has halachic significance in Erevin. In the beginning of Erevin, it talks about making a crossbeam, a tikra. You can make it up to 20 amos high. The first Mishnah in Erevin, a sukkah also, you can only make the schach up to 20 amos high. The Gemara says in Erevin that the tallest doorway we find is a 20 amos high doorway. That's a very big 20 amos. That's 35 feet. But this building legally is 25 feet. I think we cheated a little and got a few more feet. But you're talking about a doorway. I mean, the doors were heavy. You say the Kaya de Levi were in charge of opening and closing the doors. It was a big job. Very heavy doors. And they had to be opened and closed. It is as tall as this building. That's 20 MSI taller. I'm sorry, Gavaya Memama. Gavaya Memama. 40 amos high? No, it's 20 amos high. All right, we're going to come back to this next time. The height is 20 amos, not 40 amos. It could be the ulam was 40 amos, but not the door. What? He says Pesach ulam. So, I guess I'll do my homework before next time. But I think it's a mistake. Okay, v'rach by chaf amos, v'kenegdai tiknu baruch shomer. And Kenega, that magnificent entranceway, they were Misak in Baruch Shomer. Va'avshlo yovah brachazu b'gemara. That's interesting. We made a big deal on Mizmashir that we spoke about last time. Mizmashir Chnukas Abayis, that has no Makar in Gemara. It's a relatively recent innovation to the Siddur. Well, Baruch Shomer is not in the Siddur either. Baruch Schwab says, nevertheless, it goes back to pre-Gemara days. The Gemara just doesn't mention it. He says, Kinegdei tignu baruch shomer, avshalo yuva b'gemara zu, bracha zu b'gemara, v'kalmekim istavish ha-bracha zu kedumihi mizman ha-tanom v'ameiroim. He says that mistavra goes back to the tanom and the ameiroim, v'ein raya mimashla niskara, k'may shaloi mitzinu b'mishnil chetzitzis l'chol prateo, k'ima shesidru ameiroim m'msechtas menachas perek tahatcheles. It's very interesting. Mishnayis leaves out great parts of halacha. The parts regarding which there were no dispute are not mentioned in Mishnayis. Tefillin are almost not mentioned in any Mishnah at all. They're mentioned in Menachis because it talks about when you have dual aspects to a mitzvah, if one aspect is makiv on the other. So it says the shayyan is not makiv on the shalraish. If you only have one, you put on that one. That's why it's mentioned, because that's an issue of dispute. So, otherwise, many things are not mentioned in the Mishnayis. It's interesting that Purim has a whole set of Mishnayis. Hanukkah has nothing. Hanukkah is never mentioned in Mishnayis directly. It's mentioned agav. It's mentioned incidentally. In Bava Kama, it talks about a camel that has loaded sideways with flax or wool, and it catches fire. So it talks about a menorah that's outdoors. It's one of the seven or eight places where it's mentioned agav. It's mentioned in regarding Hallel. That we say Hallel. It's mentioned occasionally. So he says the same thing is true about Baruch Shomer. It's not mentioned. There are many typical things that were just not mentioned. Masechta Seifrim is not a real Masechta. It was added later by the Rabban Savrai. V'lei b'mishnayis. V'chanukah lo yizkra yedei misadri ha-mishnah ki yimederach agav. V'yishu b'vada heo kol eilu halachas mekubalis b'zman ha-tanoim. V'metziru sh'atanogim nogu leima p'sukei dezimra. We know the Tanoim said p'sukei dezimra. K'may shom Rabbi Yaisi. Yechelki megoimrei halel b'chol yoyim. The Gemara says halel here means the halalukas from Ashrei till Kevan Shomet Halakha. B'yoha Gemara, Shekamanasi ala prokim shal seif seif etilin. Shemim midayim b'yayim b'psuka dezimra. V'amro chazal, kala imer tila le David b'chol yayim sholish pa'amim uftach lashu ben alam haba. Easy way to alam haba. Say Ashrei 3 times a day. Sounds very easy. When you think about it, a lot of times you can't say all 3 Ashreis. By mincha, unless you start exactly on time, the chazan doesn't really give you a lot of extra time. So very often you don't get the whole Ashrei. And, I'm Pesukei Zimra, hopefully you do. By Ashrei Valtzin also sometimes a person is distracted. But if you say the whole Ashrei every day, Tila L'davi means Ashrei, Shalish Pam Muftach Laishu Ben Elam Abba. Berechis Yishtabach Mavuas Mesechtes Pesachim. B'shem Berechis Hashir. Chen Yerushalmi. HaMesaper Ben Yishtabach L'yoytzer Or Averi B'yadai. The Gemara talks about talking between Yishtabach and Yetzirah. It came established that Gambroch is always an emra bizman atanon. But Tama Miris Mizmaire Shvach, but Chilas Atfila, Mishum Darina Mesatis Brachis, Lo Eilam Yisadir Adam Shvachish Al Kadish Baruch Huvakach Yispal, Menolam Mamaisha. We always praise and then daven, Iksiv, it says in Veschanan, Veschanan, Hashem Be'isa, he iksiv, Shem Lekim Atech, Eloi Salahari, Sisabducha, Eskodlucha, Vesyodcha, Chazaka, Shemikab, Shemayim, Varese, Shiasaka, Mesech, Vorisecha, starts with praise, Iksiv, Basrei, Ebron, Nova, Eres, Eretz, Atai, Velchein, Tiknu, Lekadim, Sidur, Shvach, Shal, Kadish, Baruch, Vakach, Yispal. So therefore, that's the order of praise. You always say praise, and then Davin. And Siv asks, we lay on a fast day, Ve'echal, Moshe's Pnei Hashem, there's no praise. Why isn't there praise? The Tziv has a shita that all these bakoshes were put into Shemayin Esrei. Moshe Rabbeinu Dam Shemayin Esrei. He said the first three brachas, the second Shemayin Esrei, and he stuck in Vayechal when he requested from Kadosh Baruch Hu into Shemayin Esrei. Wachana Hatfilah was Shemayin Esrei. They davened first and did it next. And the Tziv says the main request a person have is not you should stand and say, but you should daven in Shemayin Esrei. I saw the stipler rise. He accompanied the Chazaynish to Tzvas. And one of the Gedolei Yisrael was ill. They went to Tzvas to daven. So Chazaynish went to Tzvas. He went to Miron. He davened Mincha there and then left. He didn't stay in the Seytelim. I'm not saying not Seytelim, but his main bakasha was in the Shemayin Esrei. When I go to Kever Rochel, I try to go for Mincha or for Vesikin and to daven there. The Ikka bakasha is in the davening. Okay, we'll pick up now next week. Excuse me? We'll have to hope to get to it. But we add for Shabbos, really it's seven kapitlach. We added more things, but there's seven. L'chun Ran is seven. Mizma Sheikh Liam Shabbos the seventh. Mizma David is Friday, you stand up. There one connected to each of the 7 days of the week.
Is what it's about. By Mincha doesn't give you enough time to say Ashrei. You really shouldn't skip because you get Olam Haba for that. It says if you say it three times, you get Olam Haba.
You could say it after Shemayin Esrei. You say Shemayin Esrei B'tzibur, and then don't worry about your Olam Haba. First, you got to take care of Olam Haba.